Saga Egmont presents A Way Back to Happy by Olivia Spooner. Read by Taryn Ryan. To Mum and Dad. For everything. Kiss. Part 1. Before. Chapter 1. 10 weeks before.
I hate Mondays! Lily slams my front door closed, throws her handbag on the couch and flops down opposite me at the breakfast bar. I pause from chopping carrots and wordlessly slide a glass of Chardonnay towards her.
Please tell me your day held at least a glimmer of excitement,
Lily says, raising the glass to her lips. I try not to smile.
Does exhuming goldfish count?
Lily's mid-gulp when she snorts, spraying my face.
What?
Wiping the mist of wine off my cheeks, I grin and nod.
Freddy's goldfish died.
God knows how. Honestly, I followed every instruction in that book. Grimacing, I yank a rogue strand of hair from my mouth. I buried them under the lemon tree because I was sure Freddy wouldn't want to see them all bloated and dead-looking, but when he got home from creche, he lost it. Said he didn't have a chance to say goodbye.
Please don't tell me you dug them back up, Lily asks.
In the pouring rain, I washed them off and put them in a shoebox lined with tissue paper.
We had a little service. Freddy said he'd never forget them.
I thought you only bought those fish a couple of weeks ago.
I put my knife down, reach for my glass, and stare at my friend over the rim.
We did.
Lily bursts out laughing. Her short black hair bounces up and down, and wine spills from her glass onto the bench.
I love coming here Monday nights, because you always make my days go from fucking ordinary to hilarious.
With my eyes fixed on Lily, I take a long sip and swallow.
Sookie ate them,
I say, levelly. Lily stares at me, her mouth open.
Fuck off, she whispers.
My eyes throb with pressure. I can barely get the words out.
I was giving Freddy a hug, and when we turned around, Sookie had her head in the box. I yelled, she looked up, and there was a goldfish tail hanging out of her mouth.
We lock eyes, and then we start to piss ourselves. Seriously, we are a blithering mess. I have to sit down on the kitchen tiles to recover some sort of equilibrium.
Oh my God, Em! Lily squeals. You make my life worth living!
She staggers into the kitchen, gripping her sides, and slumps down next to me. We lean our backs against the fridge. Wiping at my tears, I take a deep, shuddering breath.
Freddy's going to be traumatized for life. He'll need years of fucking therapy, Lily says, still grinning.
I don't swear nearly as often as I used to, and I've never sworn as much as Lily. I wonder if she'll curb her profanities in every sentence once she has kids of her own. I doubt it.
We lean into each other and wait till we can breathe properly again.
Does Paul know?
Lily asks, resting her head against my arm. She's really short. We once worked out, after too many drinks at the pub, that the top of her head is exactly the same height as my nipples. And I'm not all that tall. My laughter drains in an instant. Not yet.
Lily stands, reaches for my glass, and hands it to me. Then she retrieves her own and sits back down.
Where's Freddy now?
Playing in his room.
Should I go see him?
Nah, you're bound to say something completely inappropriate. I nudge her with my shoulder.
True.
Lily pauses for a drink and picks a piece of lint off her black, tight-fitting pants. She's in her usual work attire of black on black. I swear the woman must have the most monochrome wardrobe in the universe. If it's not black, it's grey. The one time she wore a pale blue shirt, I barely recognised her. Lily claims dark colours make her more badass. While she has most people running scared with the belief that she is, her close friends know better.